Beautiful day for Florida State League Baseball on our hands. Josh Sperber here as Clearwater tried to avoid dropping back to 500 for the first time since April. Let's take a look at how the Tarpons line up. Winners the last two here in Clearwater. Brendan Jones back in the leadoff spot for Tampa, followed by Roderick Arias, and Willie Montero returns to the lineup hitting third. Marshall Toole back in the cleanup hitter after four hits last night. Hans Montero will hit fifth. Joe De Los Santos is the designated hitter. He'll be hitting sixth. Parks Harbor seventh. Josue Gonzalez eighth. And Owen Cobb rounds out the order for the second straight night for the Tampa Tarpons. Now for the Clearwater Threshers, first half champions of the Florida State League West. They line up on defense as follows. Cody Shoji Naga in his third game, playing his second different position in the field at first base. Devin Saltabon's at second. And Starlin Cabas at short with Raider Tello back at third. In the outfield, Dante Norris in left, Avery Wusu-Asidu in center, John Spikerman in right, and Eduardo Tait is doing the catching for Donjoni Pulido. Back as a starter for the Clearwater Threshers, the 1-0 record and a 270 ERA, and that one win came in Pulido's last outing in Lakeland. Fastball low, and it's a 1-0 count to start off the ballgame to Brendan Jones, who led off yesterday for Tampa, walked twice and struck out twice, but he scored each time he reached the base. 1-0. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 1-1 to Jones. Last week against Lakeland, Pulido went five innings, allowed one run on one hit, four walks, and eight strikeouts, a season high, earning his first win as a Thresher. Fastball upstairs, it's a 2-1 count, and that's one of the four pitches offered by Donjoni Pulido. He's got a fastball of the four-seam and two-seam variety, slider, and a changeup. 2-1 the count now to Jones. Here's the pitch. Fastball just missing, and it's a 3-1 count. Close call on the pitch into Jones. Pulido making his fifth start, seventh overall appearance for the Threshers. He's allowed six runs in 20 innings, 11 hits, 13 walks, and 22 Ks. 3-1. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike two, but it's challenged by Brendan Jones. The home plate umpire Tyler Vandewater upholds the challenge, and the count stays full at 3-2. With Tyler Vandewater calling balls and strikes, his partner Austin Machak is over at first base as the base is up. Three balls, two strikes, the count to Jones as Pulido fires in the payoff. This time it's low, and that brings a leadoff walk to start the first inning. Pulido didn't walk a batter in his first outing of August. Pitched one inning in a game that was suspended and continued the next day, the last time the Threshers were here at home, back against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Did strike out one batter in that inning, though. That was his last start here at BayCare Ballpark. His last full start here, he went 4 2/3 innings, three hits, a run allowed, and four more walks. He already started Roderick Arias off of the 1-0 count, who is tied for the league lead now with 59 RBIs. 1-0 the pitch, fastball outside, and it's 2-0. Last year was a Thresher who was the first to the 50 mark. Felix Reyes and Justin Crawford were the two Threshers in 2023 that finished the season with 60 or more RBIs. Currently, Devin Saltabon leads the Threshers with 46. 2-0, cut on and missed, and the fastball blown by Roderick Arias. It's a 2-1 count. Yankees' number four prospect is Arias, hitting .221 on the season with nine homers and 59 RBIs, with homer number nine tying the game in the fifth inning yesterday. He did also have an RBI in the third inning, finishing the day 1-for-3 with a walk. 2-1 now, and the fastball inside. 2-2 is the count to the switch-hitting Arias, with Brendan Jones staying put on first base. Jones had a pair of steals yesterday. He's 4-for-4 in stolen base attempts, and this is his seventh professional outing. 2-2 the count. Here's Pulido. Fastball hit on a line, foul down the left field side, and the count is still even at 2-2. The base coaches for the Tarpons, Michael Hernandez is the defense coach, and he's at third. Coaching first base is the skipper, James Cooper, in his first year as the manager of the Tampa Tarpons. Jones hopping around over on first. It's a 2-2 count to Arias as Pulido sets up and deals. 2-2, fouled back once again. Back-to-back pitches fouled away by Arias to keep Pulido on his toes. So a 2-2 count to Roderick with the leadoff man in the first inning on first base after the leadoff walk. 2-2 count to Arias, and Pulido sets up from the first base side of the rubber. From the stretch, he deals. Jones goes to second. The pitch bops out of the glove of Tyee, and it's stolen base number 3 on the series and 5 on the season for Brendan Jones. So now the leadoff man in scoring position, and the number 2 hitter, Arias, has a 3-2 count. And the Tarpons have been able to change the tempo of this game with their base stealing all series. They have at least one stolen base in each of the first 4 games. Payoff pitch. Arias hits a high fly ball out to center field. Owusu Asidu drifting into his right. He makes the catch for the first out in the first inning. So Arias down on the fly ball, and Brendan Jones remains at second on the lazy flyout. One out in the top of the first inning. Willie Montero coming up to the plate now for the Tarpons. Before a day off yesterday, Montero went 1-for-5 with a run scored, and he grounded into a double play in the 8-7 win on Wednesday for the Tarpons. Now he's got him in on second with one out as Pulido scans the runners and deals. Fastball inside, and it's a 1-0 count to Willie Montero. One of the count to Willie, 253 hitter on the season with 7 homers and 48 RBIs. As Pulido deals. Fastball just misses inside, and it's a 2-0 count on Willie Montero. He's in right field again tonight, his preferred position, and the one that we have seen him in the field over the course of this series and for the better part of the season series between the Threshers and the Tarpons. It's a 2-0 count now to Montero as Pulido deals. Fastball skied foul. Now it's 2-1. The Threshers have won 5 of the first 9 games at home against Tampa. 10-11 overall against the Tarpons. The Threshers have won 5 and lost 7. And the road half of this season series, this being the final regular season meeting between these two in 2024. 2-1. Fastball sliced the other way and foul down the right field line and into the seats. Count evens at 2-2 to Willie Montero. It does seem unlikely the Tarpons are going to make a playoff run. They are in fourth place, a half a game out of third, and 7.5 games out of first, where the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles hold a commanding lead after taking 2 of the first 3 against the Flying Tigers. Fastball on the inside corner for a called strike 3, but it's challenged and overruled. So the third strike turns into a full count to Willie Montero. Tarpons have won a little less than 50% of their challenges so far this season, as Montero now awaits the payoff from Pulido. Jones dances on second. He stays put. Similar location on the fastball, and that's the second walk allowed in this first inning by Donjoni Pulido. So one out and 2 on, and that'll bring out Gustavo Armas from the Threshers dugout to have a quick chat with Pulido. Tait and Caba join in from the infield, and we'll take a quick look at the Phillies system with a couple of games finalized, but the affiliates will not start until later on. Lehigh Valley, though, is about to start in Worcester. Seth Johnson recently added to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs roster after acquiring him in a trade during the deadline. He'll get the start for Lehigh Valley against former Pirates top prospect Quinn Priester of the Woo Sox. Gene Cabrera gets the start for AA Reading as they host New Hampshire at 7, and Mitch Noonborn will go for Jersey Shore as they look for win number 60 on the season at home against the Winston-Salem Dash. Two finals, though, both in the Dominican Summer League, as it was a sweep for the Phillies DSL squads. Phillies Red took down the Rangers Blue in Boca Chica 8-0, and a 4-2 win for Phillies White in 8 winnings against DSL Tigers 2. Threshers trying to follow suit here and get a win. And it is a 1-0 count starting off Marshall Tool with ball number 1. Tool had probably the best game of his career and I'm not just talking professionally last night. He reached all five times he came to the plate. Two walks, three hits, two runs, and three RBIs as Tyee fumbles the fastball as it rolls out of his glove and towards the backstop on the pitch from Pulido. 2-0 count to Tool. Willie Montero moving to second, and Brendan Jones over to third. So now the Threshers infield will move in. 2-0 count to Tool with runners on second and third here in the top of the first inning. No score so far, but the Tarpons are threatening. 2-0. High fly ball, foul down the left field line. It's 2-1. That was pitch number 23 for Pulido. Just the 10th over for a strike so far. Two walks, and he has reached a full count in each of the first three at-bats in this ballgame. So it is a 2-1 count, and the pitch, fastball, not sure where it missed, but no challenge by Tyee, and we go to 3-1. Marshall Tool walked in his first two at-bats yesterday, and now one ball away from another one. Three balls, one strike to count, and this one hit back up the middle. That's going to score a run, and maybe two as that one gets through the glove of Saltaban into right field. Coming around third and scoring is Montero, and it's 2-0 Tarpons. Not sure if that's going to be a hit, and it is. It is a two RBI single by Marshall Tool, who has now reached safely in each of his last six at-bats. Tough play for Saltaban to get, as you can see on the replay. And the first two score to give the Tarpons the early lead. First time they have scored first in this series. Fastball cut on and missed. It's an 0-1 count to Hans Montero. No relation to Willie, who just scored on the two-run single by Tool. It's a 2-0 lead for the Tarpons with one gone in the top of the first inning. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball buzzes into the outside edge, and it's an 0-2 count to Montero. First time Pulido has been this far ahead of the count so far today. He has been very effective for the Threshers, especially since transitioning into the starting role. And now the 0-2 called strike three, but it's challenged by Hans Montero. Tyler Vandewater goes back to the OBS, and 1-2 is the count now as the call is overturned. 2-0 the lead already for Tampa. And now the 1-2 as the runner jumps around on first. Wave and a whiff, strike three, and that is a big second out of the first inning. After the RBIs, Pulido muscles up for the K, gets the fastball past Montero for out number two, as we will take a look here on the replay. Just a big time whiff from Hans Montero to get Pulido his first strikeout. And a pickoff attempt at first base, just back in time is Marshall Tool. Close call, and a couple of fans didn't agree with the call made by Austin Machak. Tool already has six steals on seven attempts. Two outs in the inning. First pitch, a fastball that misses outside. It is a 1-0 count to Joe De Los Santos, DHing today for the Tarpons. On the season, he's hitting 200 with just two RBIs. Tool on first, two gone in the first, and a pickoff attempt over at first, not in time again. Three hits and two walks last night and three stolen bases for Marshall Tool, getting half of his season total in yesterday's win. He's dancing around over at first, itching to go to second, and now he does. Fastball in for a strike, throw to second base, in time, and that ends the inning. Eduardo Tyee to Devin Saltaban. And two of the top prospects in the Phillies system combined on a caught stealing to end the inning. Great throw by Tyee. Saltaban with a great sweeping tag to end the frame. But the Tarpons do put a couple of runs across. Two runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left aboard. Tampa, two Threshers coming to bat next.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Threshers down in a 2-0 hole, but they have scored 7 runs in 2 of the first 3 games of this series. Let's take a look at how Clearwater will line up in today's contest. Back in the leadoff spot for the Threshers, the switch hitting shortstop Starlin Caba. He'll be followed by first rounder Dante Norrie and last year's third rounder Devin Saltaban in the 3 spot. Eduardo Tait hits cleanup. Carson DeMartini gets the turn as the designated hitter in the 5 spot. John Spikerman returns to the order, batting 6th, and Cody Shojinaga bats behind him 7th. Raider Tello hits 8th, and Avery Wusuasidu rounds out the Threshers' batting order as we take a look at the defense before the Tampa Tarpons. Parks Harbors at first, Hans Montero at 2nd, Roderick Arias at short, and Owen Cobb at 3rd. In the outfield, Marshall Tools in left, Brennan Jones in center, Willie Montero in right, with Josue Gonzalez, the battery mate, for Carlos LaGrange. First pitch fastball in for a strike, and the 96-mile-an-hour heater from LaGrange starts off the count 0-1. Fastball low, and it's a 1-1 count. Two heaters coming in at 96 in LaGrange's first action against the Threshers this season. As Caba fouls off a fastball at 97 to bring the count to 1-2, so 3 pitches with some serious heat behind him from LaGrange so far in the first. This is only LaGrange's 2nd outing with the Tarpons. He allowed an unearned run on 2 hits in 2 1/3 with 1 batter hit and 1 batter walked, as well as 4 strikeouts. 1-2 to Caba now, who is a guy that the Tarpons are certainly aware of. I remember going down earlier today to give the rosters out to the Tarpons manager, James Cooper, and as Caba swings and misses for out number 1, Cooper's response when I told him that the Threshers had added a couple players was, "Oh, so you guys sent Starlin Caba up." He, of course, said it jokingly, but the point is, Starlin Caba, certainly a name to watch out for, as is the man stepping up to the plate, digging in the left-handed batter's box, Dante Norrie. First-round draft pick and a state champion at Northville High School in Michigan. Back in his final year before the Phillies picked him up with a 27th overall pick. 2nd year in a row, they went to a high school bat with a 27th overall pick. 0-2 now as Norrie takes the fastball for strike 2. Dante's 19 years old. His father is an assistant coach with the Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA, and Norrie swings and misses for strike 3. 2 straight Ks with the Threshers going down looking to start off the first inning twice. 2 gone now, and now Devin Saltaban coming up to the plate for the Threshers, and he has been excellent for Clearwater this season. This series, he's already hit 2 3-run home runs, and he has 4 hits and 14 at-bats in the 3 games this week, reaching a 3-game hit streak for the 3rd time this season. Fastball inside, it's a 1-0 count to Saltaban, who has 3 home runs against the Tarpons this year, hitting another one back in July against the Tarpons. Fastball in for a strike, count evens at 1-1 to Devin Saltaban. He was 1-for-5 last night, hitting .233 on the season with a team-leading 15 homers and 46 ribbies. Foul will tip off the bat and then off the glove of the catcher Josue Gonzalez. It is a 1-2 count now to Devin Saltaban. 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons. Top of the first inning. Threshers still looking for their first base runner as Salty takes the 1-2. Hit on the ground, back up the middle. Arias is there at short, backhands, and makes the running throw to first in time, and that will do it for the first inning. Threshers get the last ball of the frame in play, but they go down in order in the first as the Tarpons lead it 2-0, heading into the top of the 2nd.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Watch me now! Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. Clearwater Threshers also have social media accounts at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads, and we're at Threshers on X and TikTok. So plenty of ways to follow your favorite baseball team on social media. Unfortunately, though, the Threshers start the second inning trailing by two. Two-run single by Marshall Toole in the first gave Tampa all the runs in the game as of now. Fastball in for a strike, starting off Joe De Los Santos with a strike and confirmed by Tyler Vandewater on the challenge from De Los Santos. It's an 0-1 count to Joe, DH for the Tarpons, who fouls off the second pitch of the inning, 0-2. He was at the plate when Marshall Toole was thrown out at second at a 1-0 count before the stolen base, but now he's behind 0-2. 31 pitches in the first inning for Pulido. And now at 33, pitch number 34 misses low. It's a 1-2 count now to De Los Santos. 10th round pick was De Los Santos in this past MLB draft as he grounds one a third. Picked up on a couple of hops by Tello. Flips the first in time as Shoji Naga makes the squeeze for out number one. Raider Tello continuing to look smooth over at first base, and the William & Mary grad is retired to lead off the second inning. That'll bring up Parks Harbor, first baseman for the Tarpons, who was signed as an undrafted free agent this past July by the Yankees after attending and playing his college baseball at North Carolina. Fastball upstairs, it's a 1-0 count as Harbor is so far 8 for 20 in his first six games as a pro. Two extra base hits and four RBIs. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Now it's 1-1 as the fastball proves too much for the Tarpons' first baseman. Tampa leads it 2-0. The only hit drove in the first two runs. And now it's a 1-1 count to Harbor, who takes a quick timeout. One ball, one strike the count as Pulido deals. Breaking ball in for a strike. Now it's 1-2. And he looks a lot more confident in his stuff in this second inning after missing the zone for a couple of walks in the first. Both batters that he walked scored. Swing and a miss there. 95 on the gun from Pulido. And Parks Harbor is down on strike. Second K of the day for Pulido. And second out of inning number one. So two gone, and we see why. Hard fastball at 95 from Pulido to get Harbor to go. Now the catcher, Josue Gonzalez, comes up to the plate for the Tarpon. Slider misses low. It's a 1-0 count to Gonzalez, 229 hitter with eight RBIs on the season. 40 pitches so far for Pulido, 22 over for strikes. The 1-0 pitch hit on a line, and that's a base hit into center field. Not much Cabo or Saltaban could do, as that one was just a lazy liner into the right spot. And that is the second hit of the day for the Tarpons, as Owen Cobb, the number 9 hitter for the Tarpons, comes up to the plate after a solid night yesterday. Got a single in a run, went 1-for-4. And the night before, he drove in 2 runs, walked twice, and went 1-for-3. Top of the second, and a man on with 2 outs, thanks to the 2-out knock by Josue Gonzalez, as Cobb stands the fastball straight up, lets it go by, 1-0 the count. 2-0 lead on 2 hits for the Tarpons. Threshers without a number on the scoreboard. 0-1 is the count to Cobb, 235 hitter on the season, with the 2 RBIs on his career achieved a couple days ago. Late on the fastball, and he slices it foul down the right field line, and the high arcing foul ball brings the count down to 1-2-0-2. Man on first with 2 gone, 2-run lead for the Tarpons here in the top of the second inning, as Pulido looking in from the sign for Tyee, who's already cut down a runner stealing today. 0-2, wave and a whiff, that's strike 3. Another fastball from Pulido gets his second K of the inning, and the Tarpons leave one stranded. But Donjoni Pulido comes back with a couple of hard fastballs and gets 2 strikeouts to end the top of the second inning. Threshers trail 2-0 heading in to the bottom 2.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-priced drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-priced drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on threshersbaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Threshers down 2-0 here in the second inning against Carlos LaGrange and the Tampa Tarpons. Heart of Clearwater's order coming up to the plate in the second after 2 runs and 2 hits in the first 2 innings for Tampa. Taiti Martini and Spikerman leading off inning number 2 here for Clearwater. And the 17-year-old catcher steps up, takes the first pitch low for a called strike 1. 0-1 the count to Taiti, 3 homers, 9 RBIs on the season. With 2 homers here at BayCare Ballpark, the other one hit over at Steinbrenner Field. He pops up the 0-1. That goes well behind home plate and foul. Count now 0-2. 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons. Singles in the first and second inning. A 2-out knock by Gonzalez after a 2-run single by Marshall Tool. Drove in the 2 batters that Pulido had walked previously. It's an 0-2 count now to Taiti, as LaGrange rocks and fires. Fastball hammer down the line out to right field. Montero, though, is there, makes a catch, and that is the first out of the second inning. So Tait got good wood on that, but right in the path of Willie Montero. And that's the first out of the second inning. First 4 retired in order for the Threshers. Now Carson DeMartini coming to the dish after a solid night where he played fantastic defense over at short. He's now DHing. He did go 0-3, but the 2 times he walked, he ended up scoring. The former Hokie takes a breaking ball for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Carson DeMartini. who was a four-year starter at shortstop in high school and played 5 years of travel ball with the Tidewater Orioles down in Virginia. 0-2 the count as he swings and misses on the cutter. He is Virginia Tech's ACC era home run leader with 46 homers in his three seasons as a Hokie, finishing off with a .672 slugging percentage in 54 games in his junior season. 57 ribbies, 12 doubles, and 21 home runs. 0-2, sliced high and foul behind the plate. Will do it again. Still an 0-2 count. Three seasons at Virginia Tech, a .311, .435, .642 slash line for Carson DeMartini with 46 homers and a whopping 164 RBIs. 0-2, breaking ball upstairs, and the count's 1-2. Part of a draft for the Hokies that they had five players selected, tying a program record. The first of those five picked, DeMartini. Fastball upstairs, now it's 2-2. As the DH takes a high pitch. Was looking at a lot of Virginia schools, and Virginia Tech offered him the best chance to play and play often. He started all 3 years at VT, now has a 3-2 count as the fastest pitch of the night from LaGrange misses outside. A 98-mile-an-hour fastball fills up the count. Payoff pitch, and that is a called strike three, but it's instantly challenged by DeMartini and upheld for the third strike. Strikeout looking, third K of the day for LaGrange, and there's two gone here in the second as we take another look. That ball was close in terms of the corner of the plate, but it looked to be a little bit below the knee of DeMartini. Two down in the second inning. Thresher still without a hit as John Spikerman pulls back the bunt, but the fastball lands in the zone for a called strike one. 0-1 the count to Spikerman, who took yesterday off after going 0-2 with a walk and a run in Wednesday's loss. He's 3-for-5 this series. Started off 3-for-3 in the Threshers' Tuesday victory. 1-1 now as the cut fastball misses low to Spikerman, Threshers' third rounder out of the University of Oklahoma. Checks his swing there, 1-1, settles in for a strike. Now it's 1-2. Two outs and Spikerman down to two strikes with nobody aboard here in the bottom of the second, and the Threshers trailing 2-0. Spikerman, it's a ground ball, and that stays fair down the left field line for the Threshers' first hit. Spikerman sprinting around first. He slides in a second base safely, and that is a double for John Spikerman. An extra base hit in each of the first two games he has played this series, and Spikerman now 4-for-6 in his first three games against the Tarpons, and that was a hard ground ball right down the line, and Spikerman was thinking two all the way. So now the tying run comes to the plate for the Threshers. Cody Shoji Naga, catcher playing first base today, who was actually pivoted to an infielder for most of his time over at Kansas. Now he's got Spikerman on second with two gone. First pitch to Cody. Fastball in for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. And a former teammate of Cody Shoji Naga and battery mate, Tegan Kane, the 13th rounder of the Phillies in 2024, a fellow Jayhawk now on the Threshers roster. 0-1, hard ground ball to third. It's scooped up easily by Cobb. He flings it to first. Shoji Naga taken out by a couple of steps as that ends the inning. But John Spikerman stops the no-hitter with a two-out double. He is stranded on second as the Threshers head into the third, trailing by two.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Baker Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at freshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Relive your favorite Threshers memories of 2024 on Friday, September 6th, as we take a look back at the summer with special graphics and music. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch in the Threshers' final homestand against the St. Lucie Mets. Threshers trailing by 2-0 the score. Two hits for the Tarpons, one for the Threshers in the first two innings. Now the top of the third starts off the foul ball off the bat of Brendan Jones. Two-seamer knocked away by Jones, and it's an 0-1 count to the Tarpons center fielder leading things off. He walked, stole a base, and scored back in the first inning. Part of the two-run inning on the only hit being the RBI base hit. Slider low, it's a 1-1 count to Jones. Center fielder hitting 278 on the season with a home run and five RBIs. 1-1 the count, 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons here in the top of the third inning. Top of their order beginning the frame. Fastball sliced foul over the Threshers' dugout on the third base side. And the count is now 1-2. Jones, Arias, and Montero leading off the third inning for Tampa. One ball, two strikes the count. And the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Fastball blown right by Brendan. And three of the last four batters have gone down swinging at the hands of Donjoni Pulido. Turning up the gas on the fastball, and he gets the center fielder to go. Not much you can do with that pitch. Beautiful throw from Donjoni Pulido from his third K of the day. One gone in the third. Now Roderick Arias up to the plate with a flyout in his last at bat. This is another high fly ball deep out to right field. Spikerman going back on the warning track. He reaches up to make the grab for the second out of the third inning. And that was a long fly ball from Arias, but John Spikerman, a center fielder by trade in right tonight, able to track that down. Part of the exceptional outfield group in the 2024 draft class for the Threshers. So two quick outs here in the third. Still a 2-0 lead for Tampa, though, as Montero takes a slider upstairs to make it a 1-0 count. He walked and scored back in the first inning and has 48 RBIs on the season, which is good for seventh tied in the Florida State League. 2-0 now as the breaking ball misses low and away. Two runs on two hits for Tampa. Threshers with a Spikerman double in the last inning as Montero loops a high fly ball out into shallow right field. Saltabon tracks back to the infield dirt, makes the catch on a slow jog for a 1-2-3 third inning. So the Threshers have been doing better on defense each inning. A 1-2-3 third inning takes us into the bottom of the third with the Tarpons leading the Threshers 2-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game, support the Humane Society of Pinellas, and see the specialty Beach Dogs jerseys in action. Our final Beach Dogs night of the year is August 23rd, when the Threshers take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd, presented by Coppertail Beach Company. Raider Tello starts off the bottom of the third inning by taking a cutter for a called strike. And it's an 0-1 count in the bottom of the third inning. 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons as Tello swings out in front of the cutter. Pitch number 30 from LaGrange makes it an 0-2 count. Tello, Owusu, Isidu, and Kaba starting off the third for the Threshers as LaGrange has thrown 24 of 30 pitches over the plate for strikes. Part of the reason the Tarpons have the early lead. 0-2 inside, and Tello thought about challenging it, but he chose not to. Ends up with a three-pitch K. Second looking, fourth total from Carlos LaGrange. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Isidu, number nine hitter for the Threshers. And Owusu-Isidu already has a pair of RBIs so far this series, driving in a run on a single last night with 21 on the year. Fastball in for a strike, 0-1 count to Avery, hitting 191 on the season with 7 homers and 21 RBIs. Takes a fastball inside, and the count evens at 1-1 as Austin Machock confirms that Owusu-Isidu checked his swing. So a 1-1 count now. Here's the pitch. Fastball cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. 7 homers, 21 RBIs on the season for Owusu-Isidu, with one coming last night, driving in Brady Day in the second inning. 2-for-5 with Ribby, a walk, and 4 steals in 2 games against the Tarpons. 1-2. Taken the other way, high in the air, but it stays on the infield for Harbor. He reaches up to make the grab for the second out of the third inning. Might have just gone a little bit farther. Might have drifted in towards no man's land with Montero playing pretty back out in right field. I should say Willie Montero, as Hans Montero is on second base. Two down here in the third, and the lineup card turns over once again for Starlin Kaba, who takes the cutter low for ball number one. His strikeout in the first inning was his ninth of the season. 9 Ks, 9 walks through his first month with the Threshers, as Kaba checks the swing, appeal to first, confirms he did not go. And the count is 2-0 to the Threshers shortstop. Kaba, the number 4 prospect in the Phillies system, and 1 of 4 in the top 100 in the entire major leagues. 2-0. Fastball zips in for a strike. Now it's 2-1. Kaba, the starter at shortstop for the Phillies in the spring breakout game back in March. 2-1. Hit back up the middle towards second. Montero waits on it, skips to first, sends it there, and Harbor makes the squeeze for the final out in the third inning. Threshers go down in order for the second time. We're through 3 innings here at BayCare Ballpark. Tarpons lead the Threshers 2-0.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Stick around post-game on Saturday nights for the best fireworks show in town. We'll have fireworks tomorrow night on August 17th and next week on the 24th against Dunedin. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch presented by Little Greek Fresh Grill. Pulido has certainly righted the ship for himself as after he let up two runs in the first inning. Started off the second trip around the Tarpons order, the 1-2-3 third. Pulido, though, is responsible for the two runs allowed in the first inning that have Tampa ahead 2-0. Fastball misses inside to Tool. It's a 1-0 count starting off the top of the fourth. Tool, Hans Montero, and Joe De Los Santos. 2-0 now as the breaking ball drops below the zone. Tool, two more RBIs today, making seven for him on the season. Now the 2-0 pitch, fastball just missing upstairs, and it's 3-0. No one in the bullpen's out in left field. Top of the fourth inning in the heart of the Threshers order. The heart of the Tarpons order leads off the frame. 3-0 pitch, get me over, fastball does the trick. Tailed a bit inside, but it does the work, and it's 3-1 to Marshall Tool. Three balls, one strike, the count. Nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Now the 3-1. High fly ball hammered out to center field. Usuwasidu drifting back, ranging to his right, and he makes the grab for the first out in the fourth inning.
Second baseman, Hans Montero.
So one gone in the top of the fourth inning, and Hans Montero checks into bat for the second time. He was the first strikeout victim of Pulido going down swinging back in the fourth inning. Pulido has three more since then to give himself four on the night. First pitch to Hans, cut on and missed on the slider, and it's an 0-1 count. Bouncing breaking ball evens the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike to Montero. One gone here in the top of the fourth inning with Tampa leading by two. Six homers, 27 ribbies on the season for Montero, who waits the 1-1, pounds it into the ground, and it bounces off the plate to bring the count down to 1-2. New ball given out to Donjoni Pulido with the bases empty here in the top of the fourth inning. One ball, two strikes, one gone here in the top of the fourth. Pulido looking in for the sign. With 10 on the clock, he has it. Sets up from the stretch and deals. 1-2, way outside and low as the slider bounces off the backstop to break it a 1-2 count to Hans Montero. Pulido sends the slider outside. Check swing. Confirmed he did not go by Austin Machek. Three, two. Cut on and miss for strike three.
Goodbye.
Hans Montero down for the second time today, and Pulido has the first two outs in the fourth inning. Two swinging strikeouts for Hans Montero. The fastball in the first. The breaking ball gets him here in the fourth. Five punchies on the night for Pulido, who has 63 pitches thrown with 35 for strikes. First pitch is pop foul to De Los Santos, and Choji Naga almost makes the catch, but it bounces in front of him and out of play. Foul territory down the first base side. And that is strike number one to the DH. So the Tarpons catch a break and get an addition to the inning. So 0-1 the count to De Los Santos with two gone here in the fourth. The pitch. Fly ball high and foul down the right field line. It's 0-2. Fouled away again, and De Los Santos stays alive. Low slider smothered by Taib. And now the count's 1-2. So 1-2 to De Los Santos, who grounded out to third. He's technically gone up to the plate in three out of the first four innings, but he only made it through two pitches before Marshall Tool was picked off on second. The 1-2 is on the ground, a short, quick transfer from Kaba. Tag over at first applied by Shoji Naga as Starlin Kaba shows off the quickness over at short, and Shoji Naga takes the throw that pulled the runner off the bag to make the tag. We'll get another look at just how quick Kaba can get this ball out of his glove, and you blink and you're going to miss it. Shoji Naga with a heads-up play at first to get the tag and seal a 1-2-3 fourth inning. Threshers hold the Tarpons down in order for the second straight frame, but they trail by two heading into the bottom four.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Keep up with the action all season long and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. We're halfway through the first leg of a 12-game homestand here in Clearwater. Two of the first three games losses, unfortunately, for the Threshers. And they trail by two here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Dante Norrie to end the first pitch of the bottom fourth, and a grounder to first. Two-hopper to Harbor, who races to the bag, beats Norrie there, and gets the first out of the fourth inning. So a quick out to start off the inning. Now Devin Saltabon comes up to the plate with 2 3-run homers already on his ledger. Saltabon is 0 for 1 today, though. He grounded out to short, ending inning number one. So one gone, bases still clear. First pitch to Saltabon's a fastball, lands in the dirt, and it's a 1-0 count. LaGrange continues to throw hard. Fastball averaging 96 to 97. 1-0. Breaking ball missing upstairs, and he doesn't get the chase from Saltabon. Now the count's 2-0. Pitch challenged, and it's upheld by Tyler Vandewater. 2-0 the count to Devin Saltabon after he started off 0 for 1. 2-0. Fastball flied foul, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, the count. Threshers trail by two with one gone here in the bottom fourth. LaGrange deals. Saltabon hammers the fastball foul the other way. This one down the left field line, and it's 2-2. 2-2 ground ball foul, and we stay even at 2-2. Two-two, upstairs, and now the count goes full. Two balls, two strikes. Base is clear with one gone in the bottom of the fourth, and Saltaban takes the called ball for the third strike. He'd worked the count full, and now there are two outs in the inning as LaGrange ends up with the strikeout for the second out of the inning and his fifth of the ballgame. Two gone now for Eduardo Taillé, a power-hitting catcher with the chance to change the scoreboard with a flick of his wrist. But first he takes the cutter for a called strike. Whole lot of power has already impressed a lot of the Threshers players and coaches, even just seeing him hitting batting practice. The 0-1 is hit high in the air out to left field. Tool calls off the oncoming Jones and makes the catch in left center for the final out of the fourth inning. Threshers down in order, and we head to the fifth with the Tarpons leading 2-0.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game here at Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Our next Taps and Tacos Night is August 22nd, against the Dunedin Blue Jays. August 22nd, gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. And not only is Taps and Tacos Night always my favorite night, but the next Tap and Tacos Night happens to be on my mom's birthday, so that makes it even better. You guys should be there definitely to celebrate my mom and not to eat the taps and tacos, but also eat the taps and tacos. They're delicious. Anyways, I'm getting off topic. We're here in the top of the fifth inning, and Parks Harbor takes a fastball low to make it a 1-0 count. Harbor is 0-for-1 on the day, and he started off with a 1-0 count. Threshers trail by two. Pulido has settled down since the first inning, but as I say that, he throws his 70th pitch of the night to the backstop and brings the count up to 2-0. Bottom third of the Tarpons order here as Harbor, Gonzalez, and Cobb lead things off for the Tarpons. 3-0 now as the fastball misses again for Harbor. 3-0 the count. Bases clear here in the top of the fifth. The pitch. Fastball at the knees, but it is called ball number four. Pulido getting the walk. The Tarpons have now walked three times today, courtesy of Donjoni, who has thrown 72 pitches with 39 for strikes. Harbor's on first with a leadoff walk. First leadoff man to reach for Tampa since the first inning. Now the Threshers shift for two with the righty at the dish, and Josue Gonzalez takes the breaking ball outside for ball number one. Five pitches out of the zone so far for Pulido. here in the top of the fifth. 2-0 lead for the Tarpons, 3 walks, 2 hits. Threshers with 1 hit on the day, and they have not been walked. 1-0 the count. Fastball whizzes outside. It's a 2-0 count now to Josue Gonzalez. Gonzalez is likely to be the catcher for the majority of the rest of this series, as Manuel Palencia was just sent to the injured list and will not be back this week against the Threshers. 2-0 the count now. Here's the pitch. Fastball pops straight up, and that looks like it is going to go foul and out of play. Taid shed his mask, but he saw that that ball was headed for the concourse. 2-1 is the count to Josue now, with Harbor on first and 0-1 out in the top of the fifth inning. 2 runs on 2 hits with an ox in each of the first 2 innings for Tampa, who have the 2-run lead. Threshers, their only hit came on a John Spikerman double back in the second. 2-1. Fastball in for a strike, and now the count evens at 2-2. Pulido, who started the year in the Complex League, a strike away from what would be his 6th strikeout. 2-2. Hammered on a line. Caba fields it on a bounce and flips to second for one. Saltabon turns, fires to first, but the throw is wide of the glove of Shoji Naga. But the fact that the throw went wild to try and turn the double play should not take away from how great of a play that Starling Caba just made it short. Let's take a look at this replay. Some slow motion action just so you can see that Caba going down to his knees to make the sliding stop, and had that throw hit its target from Salterbond, a 6-4 fielder's choice would have been a twin killing. So Josue Gonzalez, a slower runner, replaces Harbor on first, and there is one out in the fourth inning. Gonzalez bounces up the middle. Now Caba picks it up, sends the throw to first base in time. No play at second, as Gonzalez was there for the advance. Cobb is retired on the ground ball, and Starling Caba continues to flash the leather over at short. Two gone now here in the fifth. 2-0 lead for the Tarpons, as Brendan Jones leads off the fifth inning. Comes up to the fifth with two outs and a man on second. First pitch to Jones. In the dirt, stop sign held up by Brendan as Gonzalez stays on second. 1-0 the count to the Tarpon center fielder. Two away, both out of the hands of Caba, and a 1-0 count to Jones here in the fifth. Threshers have a righty starting to get loose. Tarpons have a lefty up and warming in their bullpen. It is a 1-0 count here in the top of the fifth inning. Man on second with two gone and a 2-0 lead for the Tarpons. Pulido looks over the runner at second and deals. Breaking ball missing upstairs, and it's 2-0. That makes 80 pitches for Pulido, 43 over for strikes. He's got 5 Ks and 3 walks allowed so far in the first 4 2/3. 2 gone here, and that's 1 strike closer. Fastball in for a strike on the outside part of the plate to Brendan Jones. It's a 2-1 count. Short leadoff of second base for Josue Gonzalez with a sliding mitt on his left hand. Caba, they're holding him on at short. 2-1 the count to Jones. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside and low, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike the count. Two gone here in the top of the fifth. Threshers trailing by 2. Pulido trying to get an inning-ending pitch to come in here, and the 3-1. Fastball popped up high and foul behind home plate. Count goes full at 3-2. Gonzalez is not the fleetest of foot, as is typical for a catcher, but Josue does have 5 steals on the season. 4 of them came in 4 attempts in the Complex League, and he's 1-for-3 in steals on the year. He'll stay put as the payoff pitch misses inside and low, and that is ball number 4. Second walk of the inning and 4th of the game for Donjoni Pulido. And now there were 2 on with 2 gone for Roderick Arias, as out comes Gustavo Armas, joined by Tait and Caba to have a chat with Pulido. While they talk, we look at the Florida State League scoreboard. big matchup in terms of playoff implications, as essentially the winner of the next two series between Fort Myers and Lakeland will earn the right to play the Threshers in the first half playoffs, or sorry, in the playoffs after the second half is over. Currently, Lakeland leads Fort Myers in Fort Myers 2-1 in the top of the second inning. Bottom of the fourth in Daytona, the Tortugas are tied with the St. Lucie Mets. And through three innings in Bradenton, the Marauders leading the visiting Blue Jays 3-0. Battle of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium going on at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First half champions of the East Division, Palm Beach Cardinals, leading their neighbors and roommates, I guess would be the better word. Jupiter, 1-0 is the lead through five in Palm Beach. Two gone here in the fifth. Roderick Arias takes the first pitch for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count to Roderick, who was flied out to right and center in his last two at-bats. Two on, two outs. Gonzalez on second, Jones on first, and Roderick Arias at the dish. Fastball missing outside. It's a 2-0 count as Tait pops up quickly to scare Gonzalez back to second base. Second time in a row we've started off the at-bat with a 2-0 count as Pulido is trying to finish the inning with a righty up out in the left field bullpen. 2-0 the count to Arias, and Pulido steps off and looks Gonzalez back to the Keystone sack. Two runs on two hits for Tampa. Threshers have a double so far, but that is it. 2-0. Fastball in for a strike on the outside part of the plate. 2-1 is the count to Roderick Arias. John Henriquez warming up for the Threshers as the 2-1 settles in for a strike, this time on the inside edge to even the count at 2-2 to Roderick Arias. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs with two runners aboard here in the top of the fifth inning. Timeout call by Arias, a switch-hitting shortstop who is tied for first in the Florida State League with 59 RBIs. Joint leader with Ariel Almonte of the Daytona Tortugas. 2-2 the count to Arias. Runners on first and second. Pulido sets from the stretch and deals. Breaking ball missing outside. Now it's a full count at 3-2. So the runners will go. Jones will head to second. Gonzalez will head to third. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Payoff pitch is coming as Pulido requests a new ball from Tait, and a new set of baseballs are given to Tyler Vandewater. Three balls, two strikes, two on, two outs. Both runners go, and Arias can't connect as he swings and misses on the strikeout. Sixth K of the day for Pulido, and he strands two with his sixth strikeout of the afternoon. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left, and a nasty pitch to end the top of the fifth inning. We're halfway home here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers looking for their first run as they trail the Tarpons 2-0.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 on Tuesday nights. You can get berm tickets, hot dogs, drinks, and more, all for just $1. Our next Dollar Tuesday is August 20th against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Threshers looking for a top-notch bottom of the fifth inning as Carson DeMartini starts things off by fouling back the 50th pitch of the night from LaGrange. For strike number one, DeMartini went down looking back in the second. He is 0 for 1. Threshers with just one hit so far today, and they trail by two. Here's the 0-1. High fly ball, foul down the left field line. It's 0-2. DeMartini, in a short sample size, may be the most impressive member of the 2024 draft class so far from the Phillies. First with a homer and three RBIs as he sends a laser beam bouncing over the glove of Montero into right field, picked up by a different Montero. And Carson DeMartini gets a leadoff knock to start off the fifth for the Threshers. First time the leadoff man has reached for Clearwater. And a hard hit line drive just bouncing up and over the mitt of Hans Montero. Starts off the fifth for the Threshers. And that's going to do it for Carlos LaGrange. Down to the dugout comes James Cooper. And the hard-throwing righty will exit. He can't get the win, nor can he get the loss, so he will not get a decision. He pitched to one batter in the fifth. Four shutout innings with two hits allowed for Carlos LaGrange. He struck out five and did not walk a batter. One run could be charged to him if DeMartini comes around and scores, but you'll have to watch the rest for that one. Bottom of the fifth will return when a lefty comes in for Tampa next.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 berm tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Rafaleen Nivar coming in for his second appearance against the Threshers. John Spikerman and Carson DeMartini, the two in play for the Threshers, with DeMartini on first and Spikerman at the dish with a double to his name already. First pitch off goes DeMartini. High fastball, throw into second base. Not in time as DeMartini stays on second base with a head first slide, and he moves into scoring position with his sixth steal in as many tries. And he got a near perfect jump on that one. A high fastball, not an easy pitch to steal on. Gonzalez made a good throw, but DeMartini with his jump looked like that was an even faster steal than it already was. Demartini goes for third now. He slides to the outside of the bag, and he's safe again. Two pitches to Spikerman, a 1-1 count, and two straight steals for Carson Demartini. And just like that, the Threshers have a man 90 feet from home. Another great jump for Carson. This one a bit closer, but Demartini keeping his hand on the bag. Just a well-executed stolen base for Demartini. He has seven and seven tries in his pro career. 1-1 to Spikerman. Haken the other way, and that murders the shift for a base hit. That's going to be extra bases as that rolls into the right field corner. Spikerman stops at second base with an RBI double, and he's got a pair of two baggers as the Threshers get on the board with an RBI double by John Spikerman. Carson Demartini pushing the pace with his steals, and Spikerman beating the shift on the drawn-in infield for Tampa. Harbor playing well off the line, and that was not going to be enough to get Spikerman and keep him from his second double of the ballgame. So he is 2 for 2, already two multi-hit games this series in a second pro RBI. Kode Shoji Naga now represents the go-ahead run, takes a slider inside for ball number one. One of the count to Shoji Naga. Here's the pitch. Cut on a miss, and it's 1-1. He grounded out to third his last time up, and now the tying run is on second. 2-1 is the score here in the fifth inning after Spikerman's fourth double. 1-1 now to Shoji Naga. Nivar scans the runners and deals. He takes it the other way, and now it's 1-2. So that completes the line for Carlos LaGrange. A no decision for him. He allowed one run on two hits without walking a batter and striking out four in four innings of work. He did pitch to Demartini, and that's why the inherited runner from Nivar is charged to LaGrange. It's a 1-2 count to Shoji Naga, with Spikerman taking a solid lead off second, watched by Hans Montero. Nivar deals. Fastball taken the other way again, but sprayed foul, ricocheting off the net and back into the field of play. It's a 1-2 count to Kode Shoji Naga. One ball, two strikes, the count. Here's the pitch. This ball hit high in the air, deep out to right center field. Back goes Jones into right center. He makes the grab, and Spikerman tags for third. One down in the inning. Spikerman keeps it that way as he slides in head first to third base, tagging up on the flyout by Shoji Naga. And now the tying run is located 90 feet from the plate as Spikerman, shrewd base running, puts him on third base. So one gone now, and Raider Tello up for the Threshers. He got a hit on just the second pitch that he saw yesterday in his first ever game as a professional. And Tello, 1 for 2 with two walks yesterday, now looking for his first RBI. Curveball misses outside. It's a 1-0 count to Tello. Undrafted free agent signed out of the University of Iowa. The 0-1. It's cut on a miss. Now it's 1-1. One. Taken for a ball. Fastball missing upstairs to Tello, and it's a 2-1 count. Tello played 54 games for Iowa in 2024. 357, 434, 575 on the slash line with 7 homers and 60 ribbies. Swing and a miss as he chases the slider 2-2. Spikerman on third. The Tarpons infield is drawn in, as the Threshers looking to tie this game here in the fifth. It has been the Tarpons who have been taking comeback victories these last two games. Now the Threshers trying to follow suit. Tello looks at the sinker, drops below the zone, count full at 3-2. So a full count here to Tello. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch coming from Nivar. He deals. Tello grounds it foul. Will do it again. Still a full count to Tello. Three balls and two strikes. And now the payoff again. Taking the other way, foul. Tello continuing to fight off pitches from Nivar, keeping the count at 3-2. On back-to-back foul balls. Payoff pitch coming again. Can third time be the charm for Raider Tello? 3-2. Inside, ball four. And the go-ahead run reaches on a one-out walk as Raider Tello has now walked for the third time in his pro career. So, that'll bring out Preston Claiborne, the pitching coach for the Tarpons. As Avery Wusuwasidu gets ready in the box while they meet on the mound, entire infield joining the battery. We'll take a look at the MLB scoreboard, starting, of course, with the Philadelphia Phillies, who lead the Nationals at home 2-0. 2014 thresher Aaron Nola has already tossed 3 1/3 scoreless innings. Yankees are in Detroit playing the Tigers. The Bronx Bombers leading the Tigers 1-0 through four innings. Mariners lead the Pirates 2-1 in the top of the fifth. Diamondbacks lead the Rays at the Trop in the top of the fifth as well, 2-0. 2-1 the score, by the way, in Mariners-Pirates. Royals lead the Reds 1-0 in Cincinnati. And in Queens, the Mets lead the Marlins 1-0 in the top of the third. Red Sox lead the Orioles in an AL East battle at Camden Yards. 2-1 the score in the bottom of the second for Boston. Twins and Rangers, as well as White Sox, Astros, and Guardians-Brewers about to get started with one final in the majors as Wusuwasidu pulls back the bunt on the upstairs fastball, 1-0. Cubs beat the Blue Jays on a walk-off at Wrigley Field, 6-5 in 10 innings, the final there. Cardinals and Dodgers to begin in St. Louis at 8:15. Rockies host the Padres at 8:40. And a 1-1 count as the slider falls in for a strike to Wusuwasidu, who is 0-1 with a pop-out in his last at-bat. He's got two runners aboard, infield pinch for two up the middle for the Tarpons with runners on first and third and one out in the bottom fifth. Threshers trail by one. Wusuwasidu slices a slider foul. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes the count. Nivar deals. Fastball upstairs. Now the count evens at 2-2. What 2-2's tap foul. We stay even. Raider Tello had six stolen bases in 54 games at the University of Iowa. And Tello has yet to try one in his second game as a pro. He's reached in his first two games. Now the 2-2. Taken the other way, but foul. Wusuwasidu clangs the fastball off of the netting on the right field side, and we stay at 2-2. Wusuwasidu continuing to fight off pitches as he is trying to tie this game with a man already on third. Two balls, two strikes the count. One gone in the bottom fifth. Here's the pitch. High fly ball out to shallow right field. Sprinting in is Montero. He's going to reach up and grab it. And Spikerman will wisely stay on third on the soft fly ball for the second out in the fifth inning. So two down. And that brings up Starlin Cabba, who is 0-2 so far. Now up with runners on first and third. Tello on first, Spikerman on third, two gone here in the inning. Bottom of the fifth inning, Threshers with a run already, and the fastball whizzes by Caba for a called strike. Caba was 0-for-2 as a lefty against Carlos LaGrange. Now hitting from the right side of the plate for the first time today against the lefty Nivor. He has five ribbies as a Thresher, takes the fastball upstairs, and it's 1-1. Spikerman on third, he represents the tying run. Tello on first, he represents the go-ahead run. 2-1 is the score with the Tarpons leading here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two gone. Now the 1-1 in the dirt, and it's almost lost by Gonzalez, but he keeps it in front of him to keep the runners at bay. Back to first goes Tello, back to third goes Spikerman. 2-1 the count now to Starlin Caba with two gone here in the fifth inning. Two balls, one strike the count. Dante Nori getting loose in the on-deck circle for the Threshers. 2-1 to Caba. Swing and a miss, goes after a low slider, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two outs. One run already across, Threshers trailing by one. The 2-2. Fastball up and away, and that fills up the count at 3-2. Tello will likely head to second on the payoff pitch. Caba looking for his 10th walk in almost as many games with the Threshers. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Tello with a big lead off of first. He's off for second. Payoff pitch, curveball falls in for a strike, but it's challenged by Caba. Vandewater upholds the call, and that ends the inning. The Threshers strand the go-ahead, or the tying run on third, but they get themselves a much-needed run. Carson DeMartini, the leadoff knock and two steals, then a ribby double from John Spikerman. As the Threshers get on the board, now they trail by one, leaving two stranded. Getting into the sixth, 2-1, now the score.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Our next home game is tomorrow, August 17th, when the Clearwater Threshers take on the Tampa Tarpons for the fifth time this series. 5:30 will be the time the gates open. 6:30 is the first pitch. Speaking of first pitches, another debut from a member of the 2024 draft class, Titan Hayes, coming in for the first time, 11th rounder out of Austin, PA State. In his three different schools, he starred as a reliever across the NCAA, even making an appearance in two different summer leagues. High fly ball from Montero out to center field sends Tayton Hayes' first pitch that is caught by Avery Owusu-Asidu. One pitch, one out for Hayes and the Threshers here in the sixth inning. At the 8 o'clock hour, the Threshers have brought in a new pitcher to replace Donjoni Pulido, who went five innings, allowed two runs, one earned on two hits, four walks, and six strikeouts. He will get the loss unless the Threshers tie it. Hopefully, though, he does not. Fastball outside, 97 on the gun from Hayes, and it's a 1-0 count. So Pulido in line for the loss. He can't get the victory, and Titan Hayes trying to keep his new team in a game here. Whips the fastball by the swinging bat of Tool. Now the count is even at 1-1. 98 on the heat there from Hayes. Last time the Threshers had a guy who threw this fast was Wenhui Pan, who's now up in high A Jersey Shore. The 1-1 fouled away, and it's 1-2. Threshers have had a couple of fireballers on the year this year. Orion Kirkering completed a rehab assignment in Clearwater during the opening series in Bradenton. Kirkering throws 98-99. George Clausen averaged around 97-98 with his fastball when he was a member of the Phillies organization, as the fastball almost takes the glove off of Tait's hand there. Two balls, two strikes, the count. And then, of course, Pond, the other flamethrower who can top 98, called up to Jersey Shore after the Threshers won the first half championship. 2-2. Fastball whips inside, and it's 3-2. And Marshall Tool, trying to get out of the way of that one, would not want to be hit by a throw from Titan Hayes. Payoff pitch. The fastball bounced up the middle. Caba is there. He turns, fires to first base just in time. And Starlin Caba with another highlight reel play. A whirling dervish throw spinning all the way from short to second base as he gets the second out of the sixth inning. And this is why the Tarpons manager wants this guy out of Clearwater. Look at that throw from Starlin Caba. A quick whip getting the out at first base here in the sixth. Two gone, and Hayes deals. Breaking ball missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Montero, who is quite happy not to be seeing Donjoni Pulido, as Pulido got him down swinging twice. One-oh the count, and there's two gone here in the top of the sixth inning. Now the pitch. Fastball fouled back, and the count evens at 1-1. Hayes bounced around in his collegiate career. Initially was an outfielder in high school at Enid in Oklahoma before he redshirted at Cowley College in 2021. He then went to Cisco before transferring to San Jacinto North after just 5 2/3 innings in 2022 at Cisco College. Fastball is low, 2-1, now the count. After San Jacinto College, where he had one save in 16 games, a 3-0 record, 37 strikeouts in 23 innings, he transferred to Austin, PA State for his final year. 2-2 the count now as the fastball forces a half swing and a whiff from Hans Montero. Now the count 2-2. Titan Hayes and Austin, PA State, 15 relief appearances, 7 saves, a 1-1 record, and 3.48 ERA with 20 Ks and 20 2/3. And there's his first strikeout as a pro. Titan Hayes climbs the ladder with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball to take Hans Montero down looking and retire the side in order here in the sixth inning. Some electricity coming out of the hands of Titan Hayes. 98 on the gun and a 1-2-3 inning for his first frame as a pro. Threshers trail by one heading into the bottom of the sixth.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Clearwater, at the Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads, at Threshers on X and TikTok. So plenty of ways to get some premium social media content from your Clearwater Threshers. Bottom of the sixth inning, Threshers trail by one. And before Nivar throws a pitch, Gonzalez sprints out to the mound to avoid the pitch clock violation. So, quick mound visit as Gonzalez avoids the violation to bring up Nori Saltaban and Ty Yeat, a dangerous trio of some of the top prospects in the Phillies organization leading off this fifth inning. Four top 10 prospects, actually the first four of the Phillies order. Starlin Cabba at four. Dante Nori is the seventh hitter in the second spot. Devin Saltaban at ninth as Nori takes ball one. And Eduardo Ty Yeat, who is in the hole, is the fifth prospect in the Phillies system. 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 2-0. The count to Nori, who is 0-for-2 in his third game as a pro. He has a single with two RBIs and a triple in his two prior games for the Threshers as Nori avoids getting plunked by the inside fastball from Nivar, and it's a 3-0 count. Lefty-lefty matchup for Nori and the Threshers as Nivar is having trouble finding the strike zone to start off the sixth. 3-0 the count, Threshers down by one. And the 3-0 pitch upstairs. The tying run reaches on a leadoff walk. Second straight inning with a leadoff man aboard for the Clearwater Threshers. And now we'll get to see some of the speed from the top pick for the Phillies in 2024 in Dante Nori. His second walk as a pro. In his third game, he has reached in each of his first three. Now Devin Saltaban comes up to the plate for the Threshers. He's 0-for-2 on the day. But with his power, he is a guy who is always to be feared at the dish. Fastball upstairs, ball five from Rafaleen Nivar after the fourth pitch walk to Dante Nori. He has 34 pitches so far and has thrown 18 over for strikes. A 1-0 to Saltaban, who has two homers already this series as Nivar deals, breaking ball low and in, and Nivar still unable to find the zone here in the sixth. The count and the pitch. Saltaban, a hefty hack at the sinker, but he knocks it foul, 2-1. Nori has no designs of stealing so far. Taking a short lead off of first base, now getting some advice from the Threshers first base coach and player development instructor in J.R. Murphy. Michael Jones, the Threshers bench coach, is coaching third. 2-1 the count, and off goes Nori. Fastball missing outside for ball three. Throw into second base, not in time as Dante Nori gets his first career stolen base, and the tying run moves into scoring position. Nori's first steal as a pro, and the high school state champion taking second base with relative ease. Sliding in well underneath the tag, already on the bag when the throw landed in the glove of Hans Montero. 3-1 to Saltaban. Ground ball to short, picked up by Arias. Nori looked back to second, fires to first, and Arias gets the first out of the sixth inning. Two ground outs to short for Saltaban. He's 0-for-3 now. And we bring up Eduardo Tai, who represents the go-ahead run. His last home run for the Threshers was a two-run jack. That came back on the last home Saturday. On August the 1st. Well, technically, it was the Friday. The game ended on Saturday the 2nd. But Tai has two of his three home runs at this ballpark. Fastball in for a strike, and it's an 0-1 count. Tai has flied out to left and right field. All three of Tait's home runs have gone out to very deep right field, including his first as a Thresher. Banked off the top of the foul pole at Steinbrenner Field, where the Tarpons rest their heads. 1-1 the count as the slider misses up and away to Tait, with one gone and Nori representing the tying run on second base. It is a 1-1 count with one gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Nivar deals. Curveball almost got Tait. He spins out of the way of the wayward slider. Remains in the box as it brings it to a 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike, one gone in the bottom of the sixth inning with the Threshers trailing 2-1. Man on second as Nivar turns and fires. Fastball low and away. Now it's 3-1 to Tait. 17 years old, already on the cusp of the MLB Pipeline's top 100. A pair of multi-hit games so far for the Threshers, with a complex league leading 49 RBIs. And that's ball four, putting the go-ahead run on first with the one-out walk here in the sixth. Second walk issued by Rafaleen Nivar in this inning. Third overall on the game as he walked Tello back in the fifth. That'll bring up Carson DeMartini, who started the rally in the sixth inning. Tait leading off of first, Nori on second with one gone here in the bottom six. First pitch to DeMartini, a curveball that doesn't drop, and it's a 1-0 count. Carson's 1-for-2 on the day, 2-for-2 in steals with a run scored on the RBI double from John Spikerman, who's waiting in the wings for the Threshers. 1-0 the count and a 2-1 lead for Tampa. Tait not likely to steal, though he does have 9 in his pro career, and he's only been caught twice. Fastball missing outside, now it's 2-0. And Nivar again falling behind in the count, as he has done to each batter so far here in the bottom six. Threshers leading the way with 3 hits to the Tarpons, 2, but it's the Tarpons out in front with a 1-run lead. 2-0 the count now to DeMartini, and here's the pitch. Fastball taken for a ball, missing up and in. Now it's 3-0 to DeMartini. Third base is open, so Nivar potentially getting ready to load the bases for John Spikerman. 3-0 the pitch. Nivar scans the runners and deals. Fastball low and away, and the bases are loaded as Carson DeMartini heads over to first base. All three batters have reached on a walk here in the sixth, and DeMartini has reached on a 4-pitch walk, second of the inning from Rafaleen Nivar, and James Cooper is now out of the Tarpons dugout, potentially lining up to bring a reliever in to a bases-loaded jam. Cooper makes his way to the mound, and he points to the bullpen, and Rafaleen Nivar's day is done after an inning and a third. If 2 of the runners on base score, Nivar would be charged with the loss. Threshers trailing by 1, but a loaded set of bases with 1 out when we return in the bottom of the 6th inning.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little English Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Aaron Nixon coming in for the second time this series into a bases loaded one out jam. Norrie on third, Tait on second, and DeMartini on first as John Spykerman takes a slider for ball number one. Spykerman has doubled twice, and in his last at bat, he drove in the game's first run. First two pitches of the game from Rafaelin Nivar, even the count on Spykerman, allowing DeMartini to steal second and third. Then Spykerman took one down the line for a double. He takes a curveball here from Nixon, and the count evens at 1-1. Aaron Nixon finished the final inning in two-thirds of the Wednesday night victory for Tampa, striking out one without allowing a run or a hit. He earned the save in that game. Now has a 1-1 count on Spykerman. The pitch. Swing and miss on the slider. Now it's 1-2. Bases are loaded for the Threshers, and they trail by one. Ducks all on the pond with the tying and go-ahead runs in scoring position for the Threshers. 1-2 the count now as Nixon sets up and deals. Swing and a miss, and that is strike three to John Spykerman, who's retired for the first time today. So two gone in the sixth inning as Nixon came in with one out, and now that'll bring up Cody Shojinaga. Shoji Naga flying out to center in his last at bat. He is 0 for 2. Bases loaded, two outs now. Play to any base for the Tarpons, who have their infield back against the right-handed hitting Shoji Naga. Takes the fastball for a strike, and it's an 0-1 count. On first is DeMartini. Second is Tai. Tying run on third is Dante Norrie. 2-1 the lead for the Tarpons with two gone in the bottom sixth. 0-1. Curveball upstairs. Now the count evens at 1-1. Nixon, a Texas native, signed as an undrafted free agent last year in 2023 and has been the most used reliever for the Tarpons in his first full season as a pro. The 1-1. Flied foul behind home plate. It's 1-2 to Shoji Naga. 2-1 the lead for the Tarpons, but the Threshers threatening here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bases loaded, but two outs in the frame as Clearwater tries to at least tie the game and ideally take their first lead. It's a 1-2 count to Shoji Naga, the sixth rounder out of Kansas. And he did not go. Checked the swing on the slider, and much to the dismay of the Tampa dugout, it is ruled ball two on confirmation by the bases umpire, Austin Machak. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Bases loaded, two down in the sixth. Big pitch from Nixon. Curveball lofted into shallow center field. Chasing after it is Montero. It's Jones who comes in and makes the catch on the run and continues said run into the Tarpons dugout. So the Threshers strand the bases loaded on three walks from Rafaelin Nivar. And Nixon stops the bleeding, leaving the bases loaded. We head to the seventh inning. Threshers trailing 2-1.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Relive your favorite Threshers memories on Friday, September 6th as we take a look back at the summer with special graphics and music. Gates will open at 5:30 for 6:30 first pitch when the Threshers take on the St. Lucie Mets. And as I talked about our fan appreciation night, Tegan Kane made his first pitch as a pro. 1-0 now to De Los Santos as the sinker misses outside. 2-0 now to the Tarpons DH. A shutout inning from Titan Hayes in his debut. Now another Kansas Jayhawk drafted by the Phillies, Tegan Kane, makes his pro debut. 2-0 the pitch. Fastball outside. Now it's 3-0. Kane, a primary reliever at Kansas, made one start in 27 appearances, going 1-2 with a 5.94 ERA. He was a four-year starter at Ellis High School in Kansas as the Kansas native sends in a fastball for his first strike, 2-1. To De Los Santos. In high school, he was 20-2 over four seasons, 203 strikeouts and a 2.12 ERA, including a 2021 season where he set school records in wins, strikeouts, and ERA. 3-2 now as the fastball is fouled back by De Los Santos. Fastball is seeing around 94-95 from Tegan Kane, 21-year-old Kansan, whose parents were both players of the diamond sport. His dad was a baseball player. His mom was a softball player, both at Tabor College. And there's the first strikeout from Tegan Kane. Back-to-back strikeouts from Threshers draftees as he pumps in the gas upstairs to fool De Los Santos into a swinging strike three. Take another look, and that fastball has tons of movement running in on the righty De Los Santos for out number one as he swung and missed. One gone in the seventh now for Parks Harbor, who walked and struck out in his two ABs as the slider misses outside from Tegan. It's a 1-0 count to Parks Harbor, who walked on four pitches in his last at bat. Two lines complete for the Threshers pitchers. Six Ks, two runs allowed, and two hits in five innings for Donjoni Pulido. And Titan Hayes, a 1-2-3-6 with a strikeout of the last batter. Sinker fouled off at 96 as Park Harbor now has an even 1-1 count against Tegan Kane. One ball, one strike, and now the pitch coming from Kane. Slider low and away, and it's 2-1. 2-1 is the lead now for the Tarpons. Threshers with three hits, though, to Tampa's two. They did leave the bases loaded, though, in the last inning. 2-1 the count as Kane rocks and fires. Slider low, bounces on the plate, and it's 3-1 to the Tarpons first baseman. If the pitching rotation continues, we'll see A.J. Wilson next, the third pitcher drafted by the Phillies to be added to the Threshers roster in 2024. 3-1 is popped up, foul territory. Shoji Naga cedes to Tate into the dugout, and he makes the catch. Eduardo Taillé on a tough play, hanging on the railing as he gets the foul pop-up for out number two here in the seventh. And everyone has been impressed by Tait's hitting ability at the plate, but how about his ability with the glove? Leaning into the Tampa dugout and coming up with a baseball while surrounded by some tarpons. Two gone now in the seventh inning, and Josue Gonzalez up to face Kane. Here's the pitch. Fastball whizzes outside. It's a 1-0 count. Gonzalez is 1-for-2, reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth as he's behind the fastball, swing and a miss, and now it's 1-1. Former Kansas Jayhawk towing the rubber as he rocks and fires. Here's the 1-1. Slider in for a strike. Now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Popped up, foul. We'll do it again. Still a 1-2 count to Gonzalez. Two gone here in the seventh as Kane rocks and deals. Hit on the ground towards third. Kaba is there, picks it up in the outfield, whips the throw to first, picked on a hop, and Shoji Naga in style ending the top of the seventh inning. And Starlin Kaba is making tonight about as good of a show as you'll see from a fielder. Starlin Kaba gets this ball out from underneath the glove of Tello in left field. He whips it out, and Cody Shoji Naga with an incredible pick to seal the out. Spectacular defense from Kaba steals another 1-2-3 frame as we're stretching in Clearwater. Threshers trailing 2-1.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on threshersbaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Starlin Kaba saving a hit in the last inning. He'll be due up third here in the seventh after Raider Tello and Avery Owusu-Asidu. And we've got the dancing machine, Finley, on the Threshers dugout. And I know why he came in and out of here. Really quickly. He was in here for like a second and had to rush out. I think it's because he had to stretch for those primo dance moves. It's the only logical explanation. Bottom of the seventh inning, Raider Tello facing Aaron Nixon, who quelled a bases-loaded jam in the last frame. Tello strikes the first pitch, sends it to third, picked up by Cobb over to first, picked on a hop by Harbor, one gone on the first pitch of the frame. It's a 2-1 lead for the Tarpons here in the seventh. In a game where we've seen some solid pitching. And the Threshers now looking to bring the bats to the equation. Avery Owusu-Asidu up at the plate. Pop out and a fly out in his prior two at-bats. But he drove in a run in yesterday's loss. Now it is 2-1 in favor of the Tarpons with one gone here in the bottom seventh. Nixon deals way outside on the fastball, and it's 1-0. One of the count to Suicidu. Threshers down by one here in the bottom seventh. Now the 1-0. Curveball low, and it's a 2-0 count. Threshers have really dialed up the aggression in terms of stolen for the course of this series. And Avery Owusu-Asidu, who is the Threshers' second leading base stealer on the season, has been a big part of that. He has stolen four bases with two and two tries in each of his previous two games. He hits a high chopper foul down the third base line. Now the count is 2-1 to the Threshers' center fielder. 2-1 the lead for the Tarpons. They have two hits to the Threshers' three. But Clearwater hasn't recorded a hit since the two that brought home their first run back in the fifth, as they reached all three times in the sixth on free passes. 2-1 the count now to Owusu-Asidu as Nixon rocks and deals. Curveball sliced foul and over the Tarpons' dugout. Out of play, it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, as Nixon gets some rosin while Owusu-Asidu takes a timeout. Both are now set as Nixon leans in for the sign. 2-2 the count to Owusu-Asidu. Seven on the pitch clock. He's in his stretch, and Nixon rocks and deals the 2-2. Breaking ball inside, and the slider fills up the count to Owusu-Asidu. Three balls and two strikes the count. Payoff pitch coming to Avery as the Threshers look to put a runner on in the bottom seventh. Nixon sets up from the stretch. The payoff pitch. Line drive, base hit into right field, and Avery Owusu-Asidu gets a single in his third consecutive game. One out knock gives the Threshers their fourth hit of the ball game. And now Starling Caba is up with a tying run on first base. Great piece of hitting from Owusu-Asidu, just taking this the other way, getting himself aboard first base, where he has already stolen two bags. 17 steals on the season for Owusu-Asidu. He has been caught three times in 20 chances. And he's on first base. The Threshers have been stealing early and often in count, so we'll see where Avery goes. Not on that one, but he'll head to second anyway. Fastball leaks out of the glove of Josue Gonzalez, and the wild pitch puts the tying run on the second base bag. Could be a pass ball, as that definitely did touch the mitt of Gonzalez, who will hand deliver the ball to Aaron Nixon before restarting the bottom seventh. 1-0 the count, and Avery Owusu-Asidu on second. And Starling Caba tries to reach for the first time. A single would likely tie this game. And Caba hit two home runs in his first half of the season with the Florida Complex League Phillies. Today, though, he is 0-3 with a pair of Ks. Five ribbies on the season, including two this series for Starling Caba. Three this series. It's officially ruled a wild pitch that made it a 1-0. Owusu-Asidu now on second because of it. 1-0 to Caba, pulls back the bunt as the fastball misses outside, 2-0. The count, the pitch, curveball tapping the outside edge, and it's a 2-1 count to Starling Caba. Two on the count, one gone here in the seventh. Leadoff man at the dish for the Threshers with Owusu-Asidu on the Keystone sack. 2-1 the pitch, way outside on the breaking ball, and Nixon's 20th hurl misses to make it 3-1. 20 pitches, 11 for strike so far for Aaron Nixon, and he's got maybe the most dangerous base runner on the field in a 3-1 count. Caba already has 9 stolen bases this season in about as many games. 3-1 now to Caba. Fastball low and away, and that's ball four. Now the go-ahead run reaches first on a one-out walk here in the seventh. Kaba on first, Owusu Asinu on second. And now Dante Norrie coming up to the plate. One gone for Norrie, who walked and stole second in the sixth inning, and now has a chance to give the Threshers a lead in just his third game as a member of the Phillies organization. He did get some action in the Bridge League over in the Carpenter Complex, but it wasn't until earlier this week where he entered his first contest for the Threshers. Slider in for a called strike on Norrie, who is 0-for-2. Did have a 2-RBI single back on Tuesday in his Threshers debut. And an extra base hit could give the Threshers their first lead of the ballgame. 0-1. Low on the heater, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. Threshers with two aboard as they trail by the two runs that they have on base. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Norrie stands up straight as time is called, and it's a balk on Aaron Nixon. So now a potential inning-ending double play is now going to be a lot harder to reach for the Tarpons, as a wild pitch and a balk moves two of the fastest runners on the field, both in scoring position. Owusu Asinu on second and Kaba on third. As you can see, the little hitch in the back foot of Aaron Nixon caused the balk. Infield in for the Tarpons. 1-1 now to Norrie. And now just a single could give Clearwater the lead. 1-1, sliced foul. It's 1-2. One, two to Norrie. One gone. Men on second and third for the Threshers. They left the bases loaded last inning and trail by one here in the bottom seven. The 1-2. High fly ball deep out to left field. Sprinting towards the corner, but not getting there in time is Toole, as that one bounces on the wrong side of the fence in foul territory. Still a 1-2 count to Norrie, as he was just a little bit late on the slider. Now the count stays at 1-2. Kaba back to second. Owusu Asinu back to third. Tying run is 90 feet from home plate with one gone in the bottom of the seventh. And runners on second and third. 1-2 to Norrie. 2-1 lead for the Tarpons as Nixon sets up from the stretch and fires home. Fastball outside. Now the count evens at 2-2. 94 on the gun from Nixon. That is faster than we normally see from him. 2-2 the count with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch. Norrie bounces one into the glove of the first baseman, Harbor. Looks the runner back to third, and no one is going to get Norrie. Hans Montero forgot to cover. Harbor did exactly what he needed to do. He focused on Owusu Asinu to make sure that he didn't try and come home. But you'll see here, when we look at the other camera, a good piece of hitting by Norrie. Montero just was too slow covering second, and Dante Norrie kicked it up into another gear to advance to first and load up the bases for the second straight inning. It is going to be ruled a hit, so Norrie's got a three-game hit streak working as the bases will be loaded for the next Tarpons pitcher, with James Cooper coming out and taking the ball from the right hand of Aaron Nixon. Once again, we'll see a new pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons. This time in the bottom of the seventh, a new Tarpons reliever will enter with the bases loaded and one out. Threshers trailing 2-1. We'll be back shortly.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Devin Saltabon up with the bases loaded, facing Luis Pacheco here in the bottom seventh. Ground ball, base hit into left field. Owusu-Asidu scores. Taiba's waved around third. The throw comes in from left and it's cut off. A two-run single by Devin Saltabon. And just like that, the Clearwater Threshers take their first lead of the ball game. Way to greet the new reliever as Devin Saltabon smashes his eighth RBI of the series. None coming at a bigger time than these as he drives in Owusu-Asidu and Kaba to give the Threshers a 3-2 lead. And there is still damage to be done. Aaron Nixon's line not yet complete. Allowed at least two runs. He's also responsible for Nori on second base. 3-2 Threshers in the bottom of the seventh inning with one gone. And now Eduardo Taillé up to try and pile on here in the seventh inning. He chops one off his foot. And that is instantly called foul by the home plate umpire despite the protests of the Tarpons. But you could see Tait hopping around after it got him on his back foot. We'll take another look here. And let's just show this to the Tarpons dugout so they stop getting mad. Right off of his front foot. Easy decision and a good call by Tyler Vandewater. 0-1 the count to Tait now, who can really put some distance into this one with his power. But today he is 0-2 with a walk. Two on and one out the pitch. Tait hits a high fly ball, but it is foul and almost out of the stadium. Hits off the roof of the strikeout cafe. And if he was a little bit later on that, it might be a 6-2 ball game because that ball, as usual from Tait, was smoked. Oh, 2 the count to Tait now. Two on and one gone. 3-2 lead now for Clearwater, who have trailed for much of the game. 0-2 pitch. Taillé hits a hard ground ball to second base. Turns and fires to short for one. Arias back to first. It's a double play, and that ends the inning. But the Clearwater Threshers take the lead thanks to Devin Saltabon. A double play ends the frame, but Saltabon greets the new reliever Pacheco with a two-run single. And the Threshers lead it 3-2 heading into the eighth.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Stick around post-game on Saturday nights for the best fireworks show in town. We'll have fireworks this Saturday and next week on the 24th. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch on both days, presented by Little Greek Fresh Grill. Top of the eighth inning and another 2024 draftee debuting for Clearwater, A.J. Wilson, the third and final of the new additions for the Threshers, starting off Owen Cobb with ball number one. Same line for Titan Hayes and Tegan Kane. A shutout innings, 1-2-3 in the frame and a strikeout. Bud Wilson starts off Cobb with a fastball outside to make it 2-0. The line now complete for Aaron Nixon, who is in line for the loss. Two runs allowed on two hits, one walk and one strikeout. And Luis Pacheco likely to come back out for the bottom of the eighth. 3-2 Threshers, but a 2-0 count to Cobb starting off the top of the eighth. And this fastball slips out of the mitt of Tyeet, and it's 3-0. 3-2 lead for Clearwater, and it'll be Cobb, Jones, and Arias leading off the eighth for the Tarpons. A.J. Wilson, the lefty, drafted out of UNC Charlotte in the 12th round by the Phillies. The 23-year-old posted .215 batting average against in 27 relief appearances for Charlotte. And his first four pitches mixed the zone, so he becomes the first pitcher drafted by the Phillies in 2023 to allow a base runner as he starts off Owen Cobb with a walk. And now he'll get his first chance at a lefty, a lefty-lefty matchup for Wilson. The southpaw facing off against Brendan Jones, hitting from the left side of the plate, who has walked twice, stole a base, and struck out with a run scored back in the first inning. Man on first is Cobb, and it's a balk on A.J. Wilson. It really sounded like someone said balk. I don't know where that came from, but I'd have to think someone in the Tarpons dugout yelled out balk. We'll see what the ump's trying to see. Hard to tell, but man on second is the tying run for the Tarpons. Slider in for a strike, 0-1 count to Jones. And a much-needed first-pitch strike for A.J. Wilson. 3-2 is the score. Man on second with no one out in the top eighth for Tampa. Breaking ball outside and low. It's a 1-1 count. And Cobb remains on second base. Wilson was a two-time player of the year, all-conference all 4 years at East Surrey High School. The North Carolina native stayed in Carolina for his college experience as well. 1-1, breaking ball outside. It's a 2-1 count. He began his career at Eastern Carolina University starting in 2020 and made the American Conference all-academic team in 2020, twice on the athletic director's honor roll at ECU. He had a bat to be at his best to do that. Bouncing breaking ball stopped by Tyee, holding Cobb on the third base bag, and it's a 1-1 count to Roderick Arias. One the count, one gone, and a man on third. Infield in for Clearwater as Wilson fires home. Slider on the outside corner for a called strike, and Arias unhappy with the call, but he doesn't challenge, and it's 1-2. Or maybe he was just mad he didn't swing at that pitch, because that was a really well-placed strike by A.J. Wilson. 1-2 to count in the top of the eighth inning. Threshers lead by one with one gone in the frame. Cobb is on third with a short lead. The Threshers infield is drawn in. The 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Pulling the string on the slider is Wilson, and he gets a massive strikeout, fanning the league's RBI leader for the second out in the inning to take the sacrifice offline. And he got Arias to dig for that one. Jammed him inside and low. And now Gustavo Armas is going to come out and have a chat with one of the newest Threshers. While they talk on the mound, Tai joins, by the way. We take a look at the Phillies system scoreboard. Lehigh Valley on the edge of defeat. Last chance for them in the top of the ninth, trailing 3-0 to the WooSox. New Hampshire trails Reading 6-5 as Andrew Walling is on the hill for the Fightin' Phils. He was a Thresher last year. And the Jersey Shore Blue Claws have a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth against Winston-Salem with Diego Gonzalez, 1-for-2 already in his Jersey Shore debut. Up in the dish with a man on first and two gone. Phillies red beat the Rangers blue 8-0. Phillies white beat the Tigers 2-4-2 in eight innings in the Dominican Summer League action over in the Phillies system. 1-0 to Willie Montero now back here in Clearwater. 3-2 the lead for the Threshers, but two outs and a man on third in the top of the eighth for Tampa. Montero avoids swinging at the slider, bounces on the plate, and is smothered by Tai, who will get a new baseball for Wilson on a 2-0 count. So roller over to third base. Tello scoops it up, fires to first, but it is off Montero's foot as I now look back to home plate and see him limping. Two balls, one strike. The count as Montero takes a walk, and A.J. Wilson grabs the rosin before he returns to the mound. So now the Threshers, who did not have a second lefty until Juan Amarante was called up, now have two lefties out of there in their rotation and one in their bullpen. Two on the count now to Montero. Wilson deals. Hard ground ball into left field, and that's going to tie the game. Montero rounds first as the ball rolls into the left field corner. It's dug out by Nori, who sends it into the cutoff man, Caba, as we are tied at three on an RBI double by Willie Montero. Ribby number 49 for Montero. 3-3 now the score with a man on second and two outs. And not much you could do about that one if you're Raider Teller. That was just a ball hugging the line. And Montero got enough of it to drive in the run. So 3-3 is the score. And that will bring up Marshall Toole as the go-ahead run with Montero as the go-ahead run on second base. First pitch bounces and kicks away from Tait up the third base line, so Montero will stay put at second. But it's a 1-0 count to Marshall Toole, who is 1-for-3 on the day. He drove in both of the Tarpons' first runs in the first inning on a two-run single. One-oh the count and the pitch. Late fastball inside, and it's 2-0. Montero on second, two gone. Threshers infield relaxed with a lefty Toole at the dish, playing a little bit back with Saltabon placing his heels on the outfield grass. 2-0 the count now to Toole. He connects, but Tello is there on a short hop. He'll send it to first in time as he gets Toole on a great play at third after narrowly missing, saving the game for the Threshers. But the game is tied on an RBI double from Willie Montero. Tarpons get a run on a hit and leave a man aboard as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning with the Threshers and the Tarpons tied up at 3.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Mo's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang.
We're all square here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-3 the score as Willie Montero gets a clutch double for Tampa after the Threshers brought up two in the seventh. Carson DeMartini starts off the bottom of the eighth against Luis Pacheco, fouling off the first pitch to start off the count 0-1. Threshers doubling up the Tarpons on hits. They have six, Tampa with three. Neither team with an error so far as the Threshers and Tarpons are tied. DeMartini steps out of the way of a changeup, and it's a 1-1 count to the Threshers DH. Carson has walked in his last at-bat. Singled, stole two bases, and scored in the fifth. He is 1-for-2. DeMartini hits a soft grounder to first base. Harbor picks it up, flips to the oncoming Pacheco, who tags the bag in advance of DeMartini for the first out in the eighth inning. So the 3-1 gets out number one in the eighth, and John Spikerman coming up to the plate. Spikerman, 2-for-2 with a double, another double, when the second one came on in an RBI, and Spikerman fired an absolute cannon that almost recorded a double play in the eighth inning. He swings and foul tips a sinker into the glove of Gonzalez, and it's an 0-1 count. So Spikerman looking for another hit as the Threshers have a tie ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 0-1 the count on Spikerman and the pitch. Fastball inside, and it's 1-1. Spikerman had a three-hit game to start the series, going 3-for-3 with a triple on Tuesday in the Threshers' lone win of the series thus far. He's 3-for-5 heading into the game and now is 5-for-8 with two doubles and a three-bagger. Cut fastball misses low. It's a 2-1 count to Spikerman. Third rounder out of Oklahoma. And the 100th overall pick in this past year's draft. Swing and a miss there, and a fastball by him, 2-2. Spikerman, switch hitter, hitting lefty against the right-handed throwing Pacheco. 2-2, low, and now the count goes full as the slider misses from Pacheco, 3-2. Cody Shojinaga is on deck, and Spikerman has great speed. 3-for-3 in stolen bases with two so far this series. A full count to Spikerman now. 3 balls, 2 strikes with one gone in the bottom of the eighth. 3-3 the score. 3-2 the pitch. Popped up, foul over the press box, and we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes remain the count to Spikerman. One gone in the bottom eighth. And Pacheco deals. Spikerman taps it foul, and we stay at 3-2. New ball hand delivered to Luis Pacheco by Tyler Van De Water. Now it's a 3-2 count as the home plate ump cleans the plate. Still a full count to Spikerman. He has knocked the last two pitches he has seen foul. Pitch number 8 locked and loaded for Pacheco, and he comes home. Swing and a miss, and there's two outs in the bottom of the 8th inning. Second at bat in a row where Spikerman has gone down on strikes. Now there are two gone in the 8th for Cody Shojinaga. Two flyouts in his last two at bats, and Cody is 0-for-3. Nicknamed Shoji by his teammates. And Shojinaga is one of two drafted out of the University of Kansas by the Phillies. He was a 6th rounder, and Tegan Kane was also picked out of Kansas in the 13th round. 1-0 as the sinker misses low. Two gone in the 8th, 3-3 the score. With the Threshers loosening up another righty in their bullpen. 1-0. Shojinaga takes the slider, low and away, and it's a 2-0 count. Tune on the count to Shojinaga. Here's the pitch. Hit on the ground, back up the middle. Arias waits it short. He gobbles it up, fires over to first. Picked on a hop by Harbor. And that's a 1-2-3 eighth inning. So the Threshers can't get anything done in the 8th. But we are square heading into the 9th inning. We might see a new pitcher for Clearwater. We'll tell you for sure when we come back. Tie game coming into the 9th. Don't go anywhere.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com. Then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
0-1 in the top of the ninth as Luis Avila cranks a fastball by Hans Montero for strike one. 0-1 hit on the ground towards third. Tello picks it up on a pair of hops, rifles the throw to first in time, and that's the first out of the ninth inning. So Montero avoids a golden sombrero. But he'll still have to change hats as he'll take off his helmet as he is retired for the first down in the ninth inning. Luis Avila up for the Threshers, and he has been their most effective reliever since he joined the club on June the 11th. 3 1/3 innings scoreless in a row with 5 Ks over his last two games. And 2 4 strikeout affairs in his last three. 1-0 starts to Joe De Los Santos. Avila is 21 years old. He's allowed just 1 earned run, 3 total, in 14 appearances spanning now 18 1/3 innings of work. 2-0 now as the slider misses. Slider change and a fastball that reaches up to 97 are the three pitches for the Venezuelan native, Luis Avila. Two other pitch. Fastball pops straight up and back. Tait sheds the mask, but he'll stay behind home plate as De Los Santos reaches the roof of the press box with a 2-1 count. Two-one now to De Los Santos. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away. Now it's 3-1. Avila started in the Complex League this year out of the bullpen. Four saves and five chances in 11 innings. Seven earned runs, 12 strikeouts in nine relief appearances for the Complex League Phillies. The 21-year-old now deals the 3-1. Fastball fouled back, and it's 3-2 to Joe De Los Santos. Three balls, two strikes, one out in the top of the ninth. Avila sets up, now fires the payoff pitch. Fastball outside, and the go-ahead run is aboard on a one-out walk here in the ninth inning for the Tampa Tarpons. One run, one hit, one walk, one strikeout, one inning for A.J. Wilson in his debut. And now Avila tries to keep it tied here in the top of the ninth. Threshers will shift for two with Saltaban pinching up the middle against the right-handed hitter Parks Harbor, who is 0 for 2 on the day. Walk sandwiched in between a pop-out and a strikeout in his three at-bats. Bouncing around on first is De Los Santos as Harbor takes a slider for a called strike one. Saltaban pinched up the middle at second. Caba shifted towards the center of the shortstop position, with Tello hugging the line at third. Pickoff attempt goes wide of the first base bag, and the runner, De Los Santos, inadvertently took the legs out from under Cody Shojinaga over at first base as he was running away towards second. It is going to be an error on Avila that moves De Los Santos to second base as we take another look. Really not much he could do there. He just kind of got up while Shojinaga was on top of him. And Saltaban had to be the one to pick up the wild throw. So first error of the game, charged to Luis Avila, and now man on second for the Tarpons. Here's the 0-1. Fastball in the dirt. It's smothered by Tai. Now the count evens at one ball and one strike. One gone in the top of the ninth inning. Threshers out hitting the Tarpons by a margin of 6-3. One ball, one strike, the count, one gone in the top of the ninth. Avila deals. Runner goes to third. Fastball in the dirt for a ball. Throw to third base. Tello gloves it and gets the tag in time. Massive throw as Eduardo Tait guns down his third runner of the series. Second of the game trying to steal, and that might be the biggest one. Coming from second to third base, one out in the ninth inning, and two balls after the slider from Avila. But a perfect throw to third base, and all Tello had to do was just drop his glove down in front of the bag. Harbor hits a high fly ball out to right field on the 2-1. Spikerman camps underneath it, reaches up and makes the catch. And despite walking a batter, Avila faces the minimum in the ninth inning. Now it's the Threshers' turn. One walk and one error in the ninth. No runs or runners left aboard. And Luis Pacheco comes back out for the Tarpons as the Threshers try to walk it off.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
It all comes down to this. Three runs for the Tarpons. Three runs for the Threshers. One last frame of regular baseball. Bottom of the ninth inning as Raider Tello starts off swinging at the fastball. 0-1 the count to the Threshers' third baseman. To Tello. Breaking ball low and in, and it's 1-1. Owusu-Asidu and Kaba to follow up. And they last came up in the seventh inning when the Threshers put up two runs and took a 3-2 lead. Montero doubled in a run in the eighth inning, as Tello skies a fastball foul over the sweets on the right field side. It's 1-2. 20 pitches now for Pacheco, 13 over for strikes with 1K and no runs allowed, though he did allow an inherited runner in an inning and two-thirds. 1-2 the count to Tello. Swing and a miss, and that is strike three. Tello down on strikes for the second time. Second K for Pacheco, and ninth for the Tarpons pitchers. But that is going to be it for Luis Pacheco. Two innings where he did not allow a run. One hit allowed, no earned runs allowed, though he did allow two inherited runners to score that were charged to Aaron Nixon, and he struck out two batters in those two innings of work. Avery Owusu-Asidu is the next up for the Threshers, and he'll face the Tarpons' fifth pitcher of the ballgame. 3-3, still the score, as the Threshers trying to end this game in nine innings.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Jordy Luciano back on for the Tarpons as he starts off. Avery Wusuicidu with a cutter that is fouled back onto the concourse for the first strike. 0-1 the count to Avery, who singled and scored in the seventh inning. Came home with a tying run on the Devin Saltabon two-run single. So he is 1-for-3 on the day and now faces the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him, and it's 0-2. Jordy Luciano, two pitches, both for strikes already today on the season. He's 2-3 with a 4.78 ERA in two levels. So he's played 26 of his 30 games, now 31, with the Tarpons. 2-3 with the Tarpons with a 4.91 ERA in 44 innings of work. 0-2 in the dirt, and Wusuicidu stays alive with a 1-2 count on the Threshers center fielder. He's got 7 homers and 21 RBIs, and a home run by a Thresher would likely end the game, no matter when it comes. 1-2 the count, 1 gone here in the ninth, with the bases empty. Luciano the pitch. Fastball pokes out of the glove of Gonzalez. Rolls to the backstop, 2-2. 3-3 the score, 6 hits for Clearwater, and 3 for the Tarpons. 2-2 now. Luciano toes the rubber on the first base side, and he deals low on the slider, and that fills up the count at 3-2. One out in the inning. Bases are empty. Wusuicidu awaits the full count. Now the payoff pitch. Hammered the line drive, base hit into left center field. It's cut off by Toole as Wusuicidu takes a wide turnaround first, but heads back with his second single in a row. Out in his first two at-bats, next two he reached. And now the winning run is on the first base bag. Let's take another look. Wusuicidu got the pitch that he wanted. A little bit inside, just turned on it and sent into the left for a base hit. That will bring up the leadoff man for the Threshers, Starlin Caba. A walk and a run in the seventh, but he's 0-3. Great speed on first. The Wusuicidu slides back in safely. He has 4 steals and 4 tries this week. And on the season, he is 17-for-20, good for second on the Threshers squad. He's on first base with one guy as Starlin Caba is up at the dish for Clearwater. One out in the ninth, and the pitch. High chopper over to first. Harbor turns, fires to Arias for one. On to first, pulls Harbor off the bag, and Caba keeps the inning alive on the fielder's choice. 3-6 on the fielder's choice, and a great runner on first. And now Dante Norrie up at the plate for the Threshers. He had a single in his last at-bat, and now has Caba to work with on the first base bag. Take another look, and it was a hard hit ball by Caba, but just right at Parks Harbor. And even if the throw hadn't pulled Parks off the bag, Caba looked like he still beat it out. He has 9 steals and 11 attempts so far with his first 6 of the season against Tampa. He's 1-for-2 this series and back in safely ahead of the pickoff attempt by Jordy Luciano. Luis Pacheco, 2 innings of work, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. He won't get a decision. Caba on first, 2 down in the ninth, and the Threshers on the cusp of extra innings. First pitch to Norrie is a fastball up, and it's a 1-0 count. Caba, 7-for-8 in stolen bases attempts against the Tampa Tarpons, 9-for-11 on the season. He has reached base in the last 5 games, and now he's on first with Norrie waiting at the dish. Caba checked back at first. And Luciano is really focusing on keeping Caba on the first base bag. 1-0 to Norrie now, who is 1-for-3. He walked and stole a base in the sixth and singled in the seventh. Caba with a big lead off of first. He's off for second. Pitch to Norrie. Norrie misses outside, and it's a stolen base for Starlin Caba as Gonzalez fumbles the transfer. Now the winning run is on second as Caba gets to his 10th steal as a Thresher, 47th overall on the 2024 year. And we'll take another look. This was kind of a pitch out, it seemed, from Jordy Luciano, but Gonzalez couldn't get the transfer correctly. And Caba escapes to second on the steal. It's a 2-0 count to Dante Norrie with a winning run on second for Clearwater. Norrie, in his third game as a Thresher, takes a fastball in for a strike on the outside edge. It's 2-1. Two RBIs already for Norrie. That came on Tuesday in the Threshers' victory. And now Norrie trying to play the hero again in the bottom of the ninth inning. Caba's off for third, 2-1, in for a strike. The throw to third pulls the third baseman off the bag, and Caba is safe on third with his second steal of the evening. A little extra pressure on just about everyone, as now there's a man on third for the Threshers. As we take another look, a good throw wouldn't have had him either. Cobb leaping off the bag to keep this game alive. It's a 3-1 to Dante Norrie now with two outs in the bottom nine. Hey, 3-1, swing and a miss. And it was actually 2-2, so that's strike three. Norrie will start the 10th on second. Wait, no. Someone had the count wrong. I don't know who. Starlin Caba was very smart, thinking it was 3-1 because that's what it said on the board. So when the Tarpons left the field, he broke for home. And the scoreboard said 3-1. The umps might have had it differently. And that's what Marty Malloy is out talking to Tyler Vandewater about. We're going to go to break because it seems like we're heading to the 10th inning. 3-3 the score. The Tarpons will have an extra runner on second to face Luis Avila when we return for the 10th.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Parks Harbor should be the extra runner on second base for the Tarpons as we start off the top of the 10th inning. 3-3 is the score. Josue Gonzalez is the batter for the Tampa Tarpons. Harbor on second. Threshers with six hits in the first nine, and they scored three runs. Seven hits in the first nine, and they scored three runs. Three hits and three runs for the Tarpons as Kobe Morales has replaced Parks Harbor as the runner on second. It will be a straight swap as Morales played first base earlier this week. So Kobe Morales now on second, and Josue Gonzalez still at the plate for the Tarpons. Luis Avila on the hill, taking a look at Morales dancing at the Keystone sack, and Avila turns and fires home. Fastball low, it's a 1-0 count to start off the top of the 10th. Jones and Arias. Cobb and Jones to follow up Josue Gonzalez leading off the 10th inning for the Tarpons. 1-0 in the dirt. Skips away from Tait. Runs around the umpire to pick it up, but Morales stays on the second base bag. It's a 2-0 count now to Josue Gonzalez. Bullpens look pretty empty. Threshers have a couple relievers standing up, but no one's starting to get warm, as Marty Malloy has faith in Avila, who has been a dependable reliever since his call-up on June the 14th. Fastball on the inside corner, and that is strike one. Good start for Avila as he works the count back to 2-1 on Josue Gonzalez. He singled in his first at-bat, but is 0-2 since. 1-3 on the day is Josue. 2-1 now to Gonzalez. Here's Avila. Fastball fouled down the third baseline, and it's 2-2. Gonzalez a bit out in front of that heater early on the pitch as he rolls it down the third baseline. It is a 2-2 count now with nobody out in the top of the 10th inning. Avila looks over at second. Now he deals. Fastball, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. That's strike three. Tag for safety applied by Tai as Gonzalez unhappy as he went around for strike three. And that's the first out of the 10th. New set of baseballs delivered to Tyler Vandewater as we take a look at this check swing. Oh, yeah. You see those wrists break and the end of the bat come out in front of the left shoulder of Gonzalez. That's a strike. Now Owen Cobb up to the plate, one gone and one on for the Tarpons. Ghost runner on second as Cobb takes a fastball low to start off the count 1-0. Cobb walked and scored in the eighth inning, and he is 0-2 on the deck. Morales is on second with one gone for the Tarpons in the top of the 10th. He's been dancing around on second, but I don't think he'll try Tait in the extra inning. Swing and a miss as Cobb is way late on the fastball, evening the count at one ball and one strike. So Kobe Morales leading off second now. 10 on the pitch clock as Avila gets his sign. Now he fires. Wave and a miss, and that is strike two. 97 on the gun, and Cobb is down to a 1-2 count. 3-3 the score with one out in the top of the 10th inning. And Brendan Jones waiting on deck for the Tarpons. Morales on second, taking a short lead. And the pitch. Wave and a miss. He should have gone around. No, he didn't. Cobb reached into the left-handed batter's box, it seemed, to try and get that. But we'll take another look and see what made it a 2-2 count. That's a close call, but it's 2-2 to Cobb. 2-2, runner goes, pitch in for a strike, throw to third base in time, and it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the top of the 10th inning. How about that? Luis Avila scorches a fastball by Cobb, and Eduardo Tait completes a clutch double play with another bullet to third base. Third runner caught on the game, and Avila faces the minimum in the 10th inning. Less than the minimum. He faced two batters in the 10th inning. And now we go to the bottom of the 10th as the Threshers try to walk it off again.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-priced drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-priced drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Norrie start off the bottom of the 10th on second. Jordy Luciano on the hill as he pumps in the first pitch to Saltabon. Goes deep out to left field. That is the ball game. First pitch of the 10th inning. And Devin Saltabon says goodnight with a walk-off two-run home run. He is mobbed at home plate. Covered in water and Gatorade as the Clearwater Threshers snatch a victory from the jaws of defeat and walk off the Tarpons 5-3 in 10 innings. A no-doubt blast as Luciano just hung that curveball and Devin Saltabon took a big bite out of it, hitting the roof of the Tiki Bar, and the Tiki Tank ends the ball game. Threshers win 5-3 on the walk-off. It had to be Saltabon. This whole series, he has been that guy for the Clearwater Threshers. When they needed a homer, he would hit it. This is his third of the week, by the way. When they needed a run, he would drive it in. He gave Clearwater the lead in the seventh inning and then finished the ball game in dramatic fashion with a launched home run to walk things off here on Friday night. And there's no party like a Threshersville party after a win on Friday, as Devin Saltabon is the hero tonight. Four massive RBIs and a walk-off home run to seal it in the 10th inning. Now, as good as that was from Saltabon, we can't discount the defense in the top of the 10th inning that got us to this point. A fastball for a strike three on Owen Cobb to get the second out, and instinctively, Eduardo Taillé goes to third base to catch the runner trying to steal second. The extra runner tried to steal in extras, and the Threshers made them pay. Strike them out, throw them out, double play to end the top of the 10th, and then a walk-off missile from Devin Saltabon to seal the victory for the Clearwater Threshers. 5-3 the score, and the second time that the 2024 draft picks have been introduced, the Threshers win. First day of August, when the Threshers introduced John Spikerman and Carter Matheson, Brady Day, and Carson DeMartini, the Threshers got the win. First game of this series, when the Threshers introduced Griffin Burkholder, Dante Norrie, and Cody Shojinaga, as well as Raider Tello, the Threshers got the win. And now, on the debut of three pitchers drafted by the Phillies in 2024, the Clearwater Threshers get one of their most epic victories of the season. And standing by the Threshers dugout with the game's hero, Devin Saltabon, is our reporter, Jesse Rodriguez. Thanks, Jesse, and what a great night it has been. Threshers trailing by 2 runs for the first half of the game and then taking the victory in the 10th. Let's take a look at how it happened. The Tarpons plated the first 2 runs of the game, starting in the first inning. A one-out single in the opening frame by Marshall Toole gave the first 2 runs to the Tarpons. But Starling Caba might not have had the numbers at the plate, but his day in the field was spectacular. He has just been a wall at shortstop for the Threshers. Donjoni Pulido got the start. 2 runs allowed and 6 strikeouts in 5 innings of work. John Spikerman had a great game, earning the Threshers' first hit back in the second inning. And Carson DeMartini got on base for him when he singled to lead off the 5th and stole 2nd and 3rd base on back-to-back pitches. Those are the first 2 pitches of Spikerman's at bat. There's the 3rd. Taken down the first baseline. Might not be the hardest ball he's hit, but it beats the shift and gets the job done. DeMartini scores easily as the Threshers get in by a run. Titan Hayes debuted for the Threshers, 12th rounder out of Austin, PA. He got a strikeout in a 1-2-3 inning of work. So did Tegan Kane, as Starling Caba helped him out a little bit here with a spectacular throw to end the inning from shortstop. Then, the bottom of the 7th is when this game got even more interesting, as Avery Owusu-Asidu started the inning with a 1-out single. Starling Caba then drew the first of his 2 walks, and Dante Norrie then singled to first. Now, Parks Harbor did try and look the runner back to 3rd, but was unable to do it successfully, and the bases were loaded. The next pitch, Devin Saltabon, 2 RBI single into left field to give the Threshers their first lead of the game at 3-2, as Starling Caba slid home safely. We'll hear more about Devin Saltabon. A.J. Wilson allowed a 2-out double to Willie Montero as this game got tied up. And then Luis Avila had the final 2. To 1 out in the 10th inning. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. And we headed to the bottom of the 10th inning with just 2 batters faced. Then the first pitch of the bottom of the inning, Devin Saltabon ended the ball game, hitting his 16th homer of the season off the roof of the Tiki Hut for a walk-off win for the Clearwater Threshers. Clearwater's 4th walk-off win of the season and their first walk-off home run courtesy of Devin Saltabon. By the way, he has 3 homers and 10 RBIs in the first 4 games of this series. Heck of a week for Devin Saltabon at home against Tampa. And a huge win for the Clearwater Threshers, evening the series at 2 wins apiece, as Luis Avila earns his first win as a Thresher, with the loss going to Jordy Luciano. Devin Saltabon driving in 4 runs, setting a new career high on his walk-off 2-run home run. That's going to do it for tonight here in Thresherville, as Clearwater took a 5-3 win after Tampa tied it in the 8th inning. They try to build on that momentum when we return to BayCare Ballpark tomorrow with some excellent fireworks after the game presented by Little Greek Fresh Grill. Until then, we'll be buzzing off of this walk-off victory for the Clearwater Threshers, their 4th of the season, as they try to keep the momentum going when we turn tomorrow night. Until then, I'm Josh Sperber, and on behalf of the fantastic production crew on the Threshers Broadcast Network, thank you, good night, and enjoy the rest of your Friday.